There's a strange called minhag in yeshiva here. That by all tefillahs, we'll get involved more with Kabbalah Shabbos than any other tefillah. And there's an island that tries to start dancing by Kabbalah Shabbos. Question: is there a makor for it? Is there no makor for it? Is it chassidus shemaises, or even by the litvisha? Is it lechatchila? Is it bidyeved? Is it asur, or is it mutar? So let's go through the inyan a little bit, and then we'll come up and maybe figure out why people have that urge. And it's the only time they have the urge to sing the Luchadaydi and to the dance, and how it maybe continues even throughout the whole Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes, that Rabbi Chanina, prior to Shabbos, Ma'atev, put on a talis. And by the way, today, even in Stolen, they wear a talis by Kabbalah Shabbos. The Mokkis from the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes. The Rambam also says, they'll Mis'atev B'talis on Leil Shabbos, when they brought in the Shabbos. The Koy Anpeg Ma'alei Shabbos, and prior to the Shabbos, in the afternoon, Omar Bayoi V'Neitzei Likri Shabbos HaMalka. Let's go out and greet the Shabbos Malka, the Shabbos Queen. Ron continues on, Rabbi Yana Lovah Shemaneh Ma'alei Shabbos. He would put on a new cloak, a clean article of clothing on Leil Shabbos. And also, V'omar Bayu Chala, Bayu Chala. Come the Kala, the bride, come the bride. Now, question. Let's go this step by step. Question. Why is he repeating it? Is it a song? You don't have to repeat Bayi Chala, Bayi Chala. It doesn't say anything about dancing here, obviously. But one thing I have from here, I think everyone knows that this Gemara is the makor for the lashon of the Luchadaydi. That we're mekabel Shabbos with. As you say, Lecha Doidi, and Doidi, my beloved, you might as well know what you're saying. If you're saying it, especially if you're singing it, especially if you're getting involved with it, you might as well know the words. Lecha Doidi, we say, come my beloved, we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pashtus. And we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, my beloved over here. Likris Kala, who's Kala? Kala is Shabbos. Pnei Shabbos, now you express it. The presence of Shabbos in the Kabbalah. So right over here, you see already it's called Likris Kala. Bayi Likris Kala. That's a Gemara. And at the end, when you say Bayi Rishalom Ateres Baila, you finish off Bayi Chala, Bayi Chala. So again, you say the exact lashon of the Gemara with its repetition. This Gemara was the makor of Rav Shlomo Halevi to create these stanzas of song to greet the Shabbos. That's step one. But it doesn't say anything about dancing. It doesn't say anything about excitement. It doesn't say anything about singing. But there's a Rabbeinu Chanana, a Hapmudikar Rabbeinu Chanana, in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara in itself is a major chiddush. The Gemara says, first the Mishnah, Gemara talks about that you have Shnayim Shom Mahalchim Rishus HaRabim. Two people are walking in Rishus HaRabim. Echad Rots, one is running. The Echad Mahalach, and one's just walking. Or Shahayu Shnei Rotsim, or two are running. The Ziku Zeze, and they collided. And each one damaged the other. So the Allah is Shnei Pturim. Okay. And the Gemara says that this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda says, Rot Chayim. If a person was running the Shisarabim, so he damages, he hits somebody else, he knocks into somebody, and he hurts the person, or he knocks into the possession of somebody and destroys the possession, he's Chayim. Because it's strange, it's not proper way, it's not normal. If I do something normal, I'm potter. If I do something abnormal, I'm chayim. Umayda Issi. But Issi ben Yehuda agrees. Be'erev Shabbos ben Hashemoshes. Erev Shabbos ben Hashemoshes, shu potter. Why are you potter? Shurots Bershos. Because he's running Bershos. That's the Gemara. What does it mean that he's running Bershos, my Bershos? So the Gemara says, because Reb Chanina. Which Reb Chanina? The Amar Reb Chanina, Bayu Vinetze Likras Kala Malkaso. The Amar Lord Likras Shabbos Kala Malkaso. And then it brings the Gemara, Biyana Misate Mikama, Bayi Chala, Bayi Chala. So he's Mikabal, Pnei HaMelech. That's called a Rots Bershos. There you put him. What does this mean? It doesn't say anything that he's running over there. So the first mistake that people make in Shalok Halacha, that if a person's rushing home, Erev Shabbos, because he's running late, and he gets into a car accident, or because he's rushing home, he breaks something, or he hurts somebody, he's put there. Because he's a Rots Bershos, the Gemara doesn't say that. You can see the place about that. But the Gemara doesn't say that. In fact, the Gemara clearly says not like that. The Gemara is not talking about you running late. The Gemara is talking about you're not running home. You're not running to shul. You're there already, wherever you're supposed to be. You're in the midst of greeting the Shabbos. But what's the rots? You're running to the fields? What's going on? It's hard to understand. Because of it's hard to understand, some want to learn. That's so that you're running to shul. You're running to shul, Erev Shabbos, so you're potter. What do you mean you're running to shul, Erev Shabbos, you're potter? Go earlier. Who is it to run? So you want to hear unbelievable in the Mefarshim. Some say as follows, before we get to Ben Chanan. Some say it depends. If you're running late, and you're running, and you hurt somebody, and damage somebody, because you're running late, you're a Poshaya. And that Shia, if you're a Poshaya, that Shia doesn't matter. But if you're on time, and you're running early, but what? It's Shabbos, I'm running to shul, because when I run to something, I want to get there earlier. I want to be there in time, not in time. I want to be there already. That's where I want. That's where I am. I don't care if I'm an hour early. I'm still running. Because that's what I feel. That's what's bringing me. I want to get there already. And I want to be the Shabbos already. And I want to be mekabelit earlier. That's a Rots Bershos. And that's what they did. Because the whole focus is one place, Shabbos. Not because they're running late, or because they want to get there on time, because they want to bring the Shabbos already. Usually, a person who's running late on Erev Shabbos is not the person who's trying to get Shabbos already. He's trying to prolong it a little more. He's saying to himself, oh, I need a few more minutes, I need a few minutes, I need a few minutes. He's pushing it off. That's his intention. Not bringing it earlier. But a person who comes way early and is ready earlier, that person already, and he's running, there it shows that he wants the Shabbos already. So it's purely not just a frame of mind, it's how you express your frame of mind and your actions speaking. That's how many learn the Gemara. That's good. Comes Rabbeinu Chanana. Rabbeinu Chanana says as follows. Unbelievable, Rabbeinu Chanana. He says, Rabbeinu Chanina. Rabbeinu Chanina. Da have berakeid. The ozel. He was dancing. The Omar Bayi in the Nathan Likris Kala. The Omar Law Likris Kala. Tell it like a thing. He was dancing. It doesn't say in the Gemara Shabbos that he was dancing. But Rabbeinu Chanana sees it in the Gemara Baba Kama. Because what else is this rut? What is this running? This fierce, this movement of the body. What is it? Running to Shabbos? Get there early. Start at Avakasha. Start 20 minutes earlier. Start an hour earlier. Answer is no. The Ratz Bershus is because, with permission, is because you're Meraked when you bring the Shabbos in. When you said the Bayi Chala, and that's how Lecha Daidi. I think this is the mutter of a minute that some people have during the Chodayi to not just sing it, but to express it with the body in some type of movement of the body, a meraked, which meraked means a dance. Now, a meraked doesn't necessarily mean a dance in a circle. It means a movement of the body. As we see in the Gemara Ksuvos, that was a Sheshes Meraked Atlas. He did his juggling act. That's also called a Meraked. Doesn't mean he was dancing around while he was juggling. He juggled. It's a movement of the body. That's called a Rekida. So there's a movement of the body even with Mekaimai. You know, as you get into the Bayi Chala, which is also ability in the movement to get so into it that he can actually move also and be a mazik. That's the Gemara. But obviously, to reach that Gemara, it means you have to be in it. You have to feel the Shabbos. You have to have the rutzen and the ritzui for Shabbos and the geshmakai that I want the Shabbos now in order to be merakeid l'kavod Shabbos. What's the pshat of all things? You don't see by tefillahs why your Shabbos are merakeid. The answer lies in the same Gemara. He said, Bayi Chala, Bayi Chala. Why is Shabbos called a bridesmaid? So the Marashah says, famous Gemara, famous Chazal, that every day has a Ben Zug. Every day has a partner. Sunday has Monday, Tuesday has Wednesday, Yom Rishon has Yom Sheni, as the proper way of saying it is, Yom Shlishi has Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi has Yom Shishi. Comes Shabbos and says, you know what? You know, I have nobody. I have no peer. I have no zug. Well, I'm alone. I'm an old lady. Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Klal Yisrael is your Ben Zivug. Klal Yisrael is your mate. Klal Yisrael is the chosen, and Shabbos is the kala. And that's why it's called the kala. Comes the Maharsha. Maharsha says, there are two types of kenisa by a kala. There is the kenisa luchapa, the walking down to luchapa. And then there's the walking away after the chuppah. After she's in the suah. Towards the suah and after the suah. And the suah is the point of being the kala. Maharsha says, Kabbalah Shabbos is the point of the suah of Klal Yisrael with Shabbos. Tell the Maharsha. It's the point of marriage of B'nai Yisrael with Shabbos Malchus. Not just some Shabbos. Shabbos, the queen of Malchus. So there's two parts to it. There's right before the Nisuin and there's right after the Nisuin. And we did a chasen and kala to the chuppah. And we did some after the chuppah. And that's the Bayichala, Bayichala. At that point, between the Bayichala and the Bayichala is the Nisui. And that's Kabbalah Shabbos. And that's why we're Kabbalah Shabbos immediately, without a hefzer, as we say, Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, where each person is Kabbalah Shabbos. Early. And that's that. So it's a political thing. What's the halacha? That there's a din of a rikud, the Snei Akala. As we know, the Gemara Tzuv is case of miracle of Snei Akala. There's a din of a dance in front of a Kala. Oh, if there's a din of a dance in front of a Kala, there's a din of dancing in front of Shabbos. It's the Chosin dancing in front of the Kala. It's Klal Yisrael dancing in front of the Shabbos. The time of that is by the chuppah. I think, there was some type of minig that evolved in Klal Yisrael. That the chadeidi, as we say, we're calling Likras Kala, Klal Yisrael sings it, it gets involved in it, emotionally involved in it, gets besimcha with it, to the point that even moves its body in some type of dance. It doesn't have to be around and around and around. But a movement of the body as it gets into it, to reach its height of Bayichala, Bayichala, of a Kate Miracle of Neachaz Kala. What happens after that? Comes the Sudas Chasima, and that's the Suda of Lel Shabbos. Is the Sudas Nisuin. The Nisuin, the Chosin, is Klal Yisrael. And the Kala is Shabbos. And it's a Suda where we all rejoice in. And of course, Sudas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says in one of the Svarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at that Suda? At this point? He's the Shadchan. Between Klal Yisrael and Shabbos. And that has to be a point of focus amongst B'nai Torah. Especially B'nai Torah that's into davening anyway. But you might as well feel it. And the rest of the Shabbos with the Zemiris is Zemiris, Shiris with the Shpachas of a relationship, but of an intimate relationship between us and Shabbos. Yeah. By a chasana, somehow, by a friend's chasana, somehow we all know how to rejoice. And we all know how to feel it. By our chasana, we surely will know how to rejoice and how to feel it. You have it every week. And a ruchni is took away with the Shabbos. And it's something that we have to affect us
in all areas of our zmiris, of our suda, and our davening, even throughout the whole Shabbos, as we realize it's not just another day, it's a day of relationship. As people take a thing, we're the chassid, it's a more active role, and where the Shabbos is the kli, is the kalah for us, in our benefit. Yeah, it's written, and you can think about it, you can broaden it out in all different ways, but each one to his own. Yeah, it's we're not speaking just tamagadaka. It's brought down in halacha, you put it in mazik at that time. You're not put it in mazik other times. But in this case of Iraq, you're put it in mazik because it's brishus. So, you know, it's halacha. It's not stam words or feelings, you know, or whatnot. But there's halachas in it. And it goes further. Because, you know, just like a kala becomes a wife, becomes the ezek nekda of a person, which allows them to become complete and gives them the fulfillment, so too Shabbos gives a fulfillment to Klal Yisrael, a real fulfillment. And if it's zocha, a person knows how to deal with the Shabbos in a proper way, there's fulfillment. If a person doesn't relate to it properly, it's connected because it'll be chayiv on the lamitas malachas. Or it'll be a chil of the inyanei HaShabbos. You know, Shabbos is an opportunity, but there's a danger in it, as in every opportunity. And that's, again, where we as Klal Yisrael, we have to relate to it.